855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 15th of April. The preparative of the day, and that's to store salt, at least 500 pounds. And Al from West Virginia had a good comment. You're going to want, if you're going to be curing meat, salt is not iodized. If you're not curing meat, then your salt should be iodized salt. Human beings need iodized salt once you're away from the ocean. Having iodine in your diet becomes problematic when you don't have access to seafood. So that's your preparative tip of the day. Store up at least 500 pounds of iodized salt. And if you're going to be curing meat, another 500 pounds for curing meat, minimum. It's cheap, easy to get, store as well. And that's your preparative tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I'm really happy that we will be including The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Everybody will get a copy of this book that goes on my cruise with me. Get the details at my website about the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise coming up in October. We're talking about pellet rifles, pellet pistols. You may be shocked and surprised to find out that they now have air rifles that will shoot arrows. How about that? Air rifles that will shoot arrows. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Let's see. Let's go to this one that shoots the arrows here. It's a Seneca. It should pop up here in a moment. This is amazing technology, I think. Seneca, they call it the Seneca Dragon Claw 500cc Ultimate Hunter's Combo. Here's a photograph of this thing. It's very imposing, quite frankly. There is the rifle itself. It has a bipod, extended bipod. There is an arrow holder on the side of it with 5 broadhead arrows attached. is a very beautiful Woodstock, a telescopic rifle scope mounted on top of this thing. Retail price is $1,028. They have it on sale here at Pyramid Air for $930. And this is, who would have thought that these air rifles would become what they've become? So you've got power, you've got accuracy, you've got reasonable price. Now, $1,000 is a lot of money for most people. On one hand, on the other, you can really buy an awful lot of ammunition for dramatically less money. So what caliber is this thing here? It has to say what caliber it is. Okay, not seeing it here immediately. 50 caliber, half an inch, 50 caliber. High power, you're shooting a 210 grain bullet at 669 feet per second. The first shot was 669 feet. The fourth shot was 681. Now that's not quite the speed of sound, so it's subsonic. Now a 200 grain bullet going 681 feet per second, that's some serious horsepower there. It really is. Amazing what this technology has come to. There's a pressure gauge built into it so you can see how much air you've got left. It's got total air capacity is 500 cc's. That's a lot. Bolt action, rifled barrel, single shot, what they call a pre-charged pneumatic, which means before you go out to the rifle range or to go hunting, you charge it up with a pump, one of these hand pumps that will pump it up to 3,000 psi, 3,000 pounds per square inch, fill pressure, before you go out to go shooting. So there's a lot to be said for adult quality pellet rifles and pellet pistols. Great for training, great for small game hunting, great for large game hunting. Like we just had Jerry from Texas let us know that it's now illegal in the state of Texas to go deer hunting with an air rifle. It's kind of funny because here in Missouri, the standard Army issue rifle, the M16 AR-15 223 5.56 NATO cartridge, it was illegal to hunt deer in Missouri for a period of time. I'm not sure how long that period was, but it was quite a while where it was illegal to hunt deer with a standard rifle cartridge of the U.S. Army, where you could legally go deer hunting at the same time with every cartridge used by the U.S. Army going back to George Washington. Something's pretty broken there, I'd say, where it would be legal to hunt with a rifle that George Washington's men would carry in combat and not legal to go deer hunting with the current rifle that our U.S. Army and Marines go into combat with because it's not powerful enough to kill a deer with. Now, in my opinion, I don't want to get into that today. We can do that later, what I think of that 5.56 cartridge. So there's a lot to learn, and let's go back to Pyramid Air. Now they've got a lot of things. They got their what they call the Air Gun Academy at Pyramid Air. So at the Air Gun Academy, you'll find dozens and dozens of articles that you can read and educate yourself about air rifles, pellet pistols, the optics, what these rifles and pistols can do, how to use them properly, and on and on and on. And I would suggest, unless you already know what you want and what the competition is, I would suggest doing some homework first before paying $200 or $1,000 on an air rifle and end up not getting exactly what you want. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the rifle or pistol. It just means you got the wrong rifle or pistol for your purposes. So it would be good to know that first. I'm not a big fan of CO2 rifles and pistols, by the way. I'm really not. Especially for long-term preparedness. You can only stock up so many of those little copper, or steel, I guess they're copper-plated steel CO2 cartridges. I much more prefer the self-cocking pellet rifles and pellet pistols, or the ones that you pump up with a pump that you've got. Either are. If you like the CO2 pistols and rifles, hey, go for it and have a great time. I personally don't care for them. I've owned I think only one CO2 powered pistol myself. I never owned a CO2 powered air rifle or pellet rifle. And when I was a boy, a semi-automatic CO2 powered pellet pistol was just great. I wasn't old enough to be trusted with a real pistol, a real firearm. I was only 12 years old or so. But the skills I developed then have stood me well with that CO2 powered 177 caliber pellet pistol. It was somewhat similar to a 1911. It didn't really look like a 1911. Now, the one I had before that, a single shot pellet pistol, it did have a lot of similar looks similar to a 1911, and it was a single shot, a 177 caliber pellet pistol. Both of those pellet pistols got a lot, I assure you, they were shot thousands of times. Thousands of times. And I went through a lot of CO2 cartridges with the semi-automatic one. It was great fun for a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy to have that kind of equipment to train with. I can't say I did any hunting with them. They weren't really powerful enough to do any hunting, but I killed a lot of tin cans. Absolutely, I killed a lot of tin cans, and I killed a lot of paper targets with these pellet pistols. Had great fun, and develops. I wasn't thinking about it being training at the time, but I was. Of course, I was training with those pellet pistols. Now, I had a Daisy Red Ryder with my first BB gun. I've mentioned this on the air before. I put tens of thousands of BBs through that, from about age 8 to about age 12, along there. Tens of thousands. And once again, developing skills. The trigger had a horrible trigger. The sights were primitive, but it was a big so what. I was still learning the skills, even with the primitive sights, even with the bad trigger. I was still learning the skills that I've had all my life now with that Daisy Red Ryder. And all three of my grandchildren have had Daisy Red Ryders themselves. Great way to start out a youngster. It is. Now, my neighborhood, we frequently have 8-year-old boys and girls with real rifles. This is part of growing up on a farm. I was a city boy. That wasn't going to be part of my youth, but my grandfather did start training me on real pistols and real shotguns at probably around age 11 or 12. I'm not sure when it was. But that was good training also. To have my grandfather give me that training with his shotgun and his pistol. And it got to the point where he trusted me to carry his pistol when we go hunting. And I was very honored to be trusted to carry a pistol into the field as a young boy, 12, 13 years old. And that's part of it, is youngsters, boys and girls, learning responsibility, learning to be responsible with a dangerous piece of equipment, a real firearm. As far as that goes, a pellet rifle or a pellet pistol is something that requires trust and responsibility also, doesn't it? Of course it does. Even a Daisy Red Rider, if improperly handled, could cause injury. Probably wouldn't cause death, but it could cause some serious injury. You know, what's that line in the movie we all hear about? Be careful, you put your eye out. Well, a BB gun could certainly cause serious injury to a human eyeball. No doubt whatsoever it could. Of course it could. And break automobile glass or glass in a home window of a home, they could cause damage. So having a youngster to be trusted with one is part of growing up, that trust and responsibility. And kids love it. Kids love shooting BB guns. They do. And when my grandchildren are visiting, I have them shooting the Daisy Red Rider. I have them shooting bows and arrows. I think we'll be throwing some tomahawks this year. My older grandson, he loved throwing a tomahawk. There's actually competitions now that people throw tomahawks in competition, of all things. I know, who would have thought? So it all fits together. I know out in my part of the world, youngsters grow up around rifles and shotguns. Not so much pistols. You don't see every household having a pistol, but almost without exception, every household in the Ozarks has a rifle or a shotgun or both. Almost without exception. Of course, there's exceptions. And I have some neighbors nearby that are diehard liberals, Obama supporters. Even they got a shotgun in the last 12 months, which shocked and surprised me, but they did. You need to do your homework. I just keep coming back to that. At Pyramid Air, that's PYRAMYD, Papa, Yankee, Romeo, Alpha, Mike, Yankee, Delta, PyramidAir.com. You'll find everything you need. They probably should be a sponsor of mine, as much as I talk about them here and there. They're not my sponsor, and I don't have any kind of business relationship with these folks, but they're the best, as far as I know. They're the best when it comes to finding high-quality pellet rifles, pellet pistols, at a good price, getting knowledge at no charge. That's a good thing. And what little dealings, I haven't had extensive business dealings with them, but what business dealings I have had have been pretty satisfactory in terms of placing the order, getting the order delivered promptly, answering questions, any questions I had. And so they've been good people to deal with. And they're the, in my opinion, unless I find a better place, they're the best place that I'm aware of that sells pellet pistols and pellet rifles and related related products like airsoft and so forth. I don't know if they get into the whole thing about into other things that might be related. I know they do the airsoft, but I don't think they do paintball. I'm pretty sure they don't. I haven't seen anything about paintball pistols or rifles. That's okay. It's okay. They cover the areas they cover. They cover quite well. If you're looking for extreme accuracy with an air rifle, you can get it. Absolutely, you can. You can get Olympic grade accuracy. Of course, you're going to have to. If you want to really get into that kind of competition, it takes years of training to get to the point where you can really successfully compete in a pellet with pellet rifle in competition. And basically, it's the same as with a firearm. They get the heavy leather shooting jackets or heavy canvas shooting jackets, and they practice. That's what they do. And if you're going to be successful, you're going to have to spend $800 or $1,000 on an Olympic-quality pellet rifle. Not many people are going to want to do that. That's certainly not a choice of mine. Here's a break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. I want to talk to you for a moment about my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com, and investing in gold and silver. Gold and silver coin investing is considered a safe investment because of its physicality. For this reason, it's where many institutional investors put their money when signs of an economic downturn strike. In most stock market crashes and corrections, the prices of gold and silver rise steeply, while stocks and other exchange-traded funds plummet. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find a link to goldwealthfinancial.com. You need to check them out. It's a great website, great people to work with, and they have a telephone number. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Check them out, do your research, and give them a call. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of April. This is Firearms Monday. Be sure and check out the Patriot Cruise at my website. Everybody that goes will get a copy of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. We're going to have fascinating dinners together and lunches together during this cruise, get to know each other and talk about things in great detail. I'll be talking about things I really can't talk about on the radio for obvious reasons during this cruise. So check out the details of my website or give Betsy a call. If you don't have internet access, just give Betsy a call. She's helping me put this together. Betsy's phone number is 636-530-9502. We have a caller on hold here, regular caller, Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. How's things going?
No complaints, sir. What's on your mind?
A couple of questions. One, I have either missed the program or whatever. Is Jimmy okay, Jimmy Gensling?
Well, you're obviously behind the curve on this. Jimmy passed away about 4 weeks ago. And
oh, no.
Yeah, he had pancreatic cancer, and he put up the good fight. And in fact, he was attempting to get on the air less than 24 hours before he passed. He was so dedicated to the show. It was the last year of his life. This radio show was one of the things he really, truly looked forward to every Monday. So we lost Jimmy, and his wife is selling off the business and the equipment and inventory, and that's the way it is. And we do appreciate your inquiry there, Kyle, but he's passed on.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, well, going on then with your firearms things, it's interesting that you brought up these high-powered air rifles, because it's just been in about the last 3 or 4 weeks that I've been looking at these things, and you're correct. You know, I've seen an old boy on YouTube that was shooting 205 yards with his air rifle and had about a 5-inch group at 205 yards with an air rifle, which is just amazing, you know?
It is.
That's really good. The only question I had, John, is if I was trying to tell people, you know, which one to buy or something, you know, for $1,000, you could buy a decent AR-15 and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. And I think I'd own that first. But if a person's going to add to an arsenal or some, you know, add to his collection of hunting rifles, I'd have something else that would be more lethal for longer ranges first, and then add to this later on, if it's just my thinking on it.
Right. Well, there's different pieces of equipment for different purposes, Kyle, and you're right.
Sure.
And, of course, you're going to want a firearm first on one hand. On the other, you're in a long-term grid-down survival situation. You might want to shoot a deer and not have people know about it any great distance away.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yep, agreed. Yep, and that's one of the reasons people should truly learn how to shoot a bow and shoot it well.
Right.
Because there's a real learning curve with anything you decide to take on. Although, you know, you were mentioning that air gun that shoots an arrow. There's an old boy also that I noticed on YouTube that I clicked onto and saw on my phone. I don't have a regular computer, but on the phone I was watching him, and he shot a huge, big boar hog with an arrow at probably, I'm guessing, 30 yards or so with an air rifle that had an arrow in it. And the arrow went plumb through this thing, and the hog was about 300 pounds, they said.
Amazing. Well,
yeah.
There's a lot to this, isn't there, Kyle?
You bet. Well, anyway, John, just have a great program, which you are. Do you have another guest lined up or another speaker to take Jimmy's
right.
place?
Well, Sam Andrews has been with us the past several Mondays. He's off on some motorcycle races today. But Sam is our new guy for Firearms Monday.
Okay. My condolences to Jimmy's wife. I'm sorry to hear this. I'm sorry that I'm way behind the eight ball on it too, but I just can't catch every single Monday, it seems. But I'm sorry about that. But I do appreciate your program very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy was quite a guy. His passion was firearms. He was a gunsmith and veteran of the United States Coast Guard. And we do miss Jimmy. We do. And I made sure his wife knew how to access all the archives so she can listen to Jimmy's shows anytime she wants to. I'm not sure she knew how to do that previously. Okay, it looks like Springfield Armory has a M1 carbine BB rifle. How about that? That's one of my favorite pieces. And while you look at this thing, it looks like an M1 carbine. Pretty amazing. $200. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 15th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you haven't looked at it for a couple of months, well, you haven't seen it. It's really completely different. And now, finally, smartphone compatible. This was a challenge for my webmaster, Tim Spencer, but my website is smartphone compatible. There's a notice there that I'm still hiring and recruiting part-time salespeople. These are part-time paid positions, do marketing for me. There's a notice there about on that. There's a notice about open source intelligence. We update that every couple of days. Dozens and dozens of new articles posted every couple of days, sometimes every day, if we can get them posted in time. Put together by a friend of mine I met while I was working at Homicide, a former counterintelligence agent. He does a great job there. Of course, the crew's coming up this fall. Why don't you join me and Leon Green? We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be talking about the power of your subconscious mind to help you gain the clarity, the focus that you need to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. Very worthwhile discussions. Details at my website on the cruise at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. And, of course, also my website, my home business, is selling energy cleaners, marvelous healing devices. That's what I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch, up and down ladders, down on my knees doing concrete work, carpenter work, maybe putting some new coating on a concrete floor, plumbing work. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning with lots of energy. Ladies, once you find out that this will help your husband's libido, you may want to go ahead and get one, because it will. It will. So watch out. Get yourself an energy cleaner for your husband and watch that libido come back the way it used to be. Toll-free our line for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And we got Jay in California. Good morning, Jay.
Yes, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call this morning. I'm amazed that I'm finally calling you after listening to you all this time. The only reason I never called in before was because of the high quality of yourself and your callers and your guests. I wanted to wait until I had something of substance to add to the conversation. For years, I have told people in discussions about preparation that a very important tool that all people should have, especially city and urban dwellers, is your basic one-pump 17 or 22 caliber air rifle, 1,000 feet per second, and it's amazing what this air rifle can do. Just your ordinary, inexpensive air rifle, and all birds are edible. And so if you live in an urban or city environment, you can be providing yourself with a bit of protein without calling attention to yourself, without the noise of a regular firearm, for next to nothing. And you can purchase large quantities of this ammunition for very inexpensive. And it's just such an effective tool. And also, it's no substitute for standard firearms, but yet if an aggressive person came around the corner to do something to you and you were pointing this rifle at them, there's a chance that it might cause them to go away and not bother you. So it would be a little bit of help, and they can be put in the hands of young children too after some training. And so the list of useful things that you can do with a small caliber air rifle, one pump, 1,000 feet per second, just goes on and on.
Right, right. Well, keep in mind, when you typically, and I agree with you, first of all, I agree with everything you're saying, Jay. When you get into these higher velocities, typically you give up a little bit of accuracy. You'll notice the Olympic-grade pellet rifles don't have 1,000 feet per second velocity. They're shooting considerably lower velocity than that. But that's a trade-off. It's a trade-off. You want the extra velocity to have the ability to kill a rabbit or a squirrel or a bird so you can have a tasty meal. So it's a trade-off, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir. And I would like to add one other thing. I worked in Yellowstone National Park for years, about 6 years. And, of course, there are grizzly bears present there, and they've always been a danger to humans. I mean, I'm thankful to God for all his creatures, but yet there is a hazard there. And a story of a rancher that lived just outside the park comes to mind. And he had a family with children. He had some small children, and the grizz is known to sometimes, for no real reason, just charge out of the woods and grab somebody. And this grizz charged out of the woods, grabbed his small son. All he happened to have at that time was a 12-gauge shotgun with bird load in it, because he was hunting birds.
Right.
And he just, in a desperation move, took a shot at this grizz, and the bear dropped dead. And what happened, you can probably guess. The back of the eyeball is, the bone there is like a potato chip.
Sure. It's very thin. Very thin.
You know, God must have been guiding his shot, because one pellet passed through the eyeball into the brain of this bear, and the bear dropped dead.
Right. Well, I got some follow-up on that, Jay. Some of the guys I worked with in Special Forces, they trained with the Eskimo Scouts, and the Eskimo Scouts were telling my buddies that it's well known in Alaska that every large animal up there, including polar bears, have been shot with a 22 caliber rifle. And that's the only way you can do it. You're right. Is to shoot through the eyeball, because that bone behind the eyeball is so very thin, very delicate, that the bullet can pass through the eyeball, pass through that thin bone, right into the brain and kill the polar bear. Now, that would be an act of desperation, but if it's a choice between an act of desperation or being a tasty meal for a polar bear, I'll take the act of desperation, won't you?
Yes, sir, I certainly would. And the really useful and beautiful thing, I think, about your program is that you talk about everyday things that exist all around us and bring out the potentialities of these different things that people normally would not have thought of. And that is very valuable in these times. And to conclude my call, I wanted to emphasize that for years I've told people about the potential value, for the amount of money you're going to spend, the potential value of having just your standard one-pump pellet rifle.
Right.
The uses are just endless for that. And I thank you for bringing this subject up, sir, and right. I thank you for your fabulous program, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. Yeah. Well, so I started out this conversation talking about that Benjamin nitro piston for that very reason. For a couple hundred bucks, you get a very useful piece of equipment. Looks like we got Al from West Virginia back again. Al, what's up in your mind this time?
Yeah. Hi, John. I wanted to mention two different things. One on people be careful about buying Morton salt. I'm not to disgrade, you know, disgrading the name brand, but all that salt comes from oil wells. When they drill it, then they separate the salt, and that's what they put on your table. But the second one is that a blowgun. I lived in the mountains, in the Sarita Mountains, for a year, just with nothing but a blowgun to kill rabbits and quail, you know, birds, doves, whatever. So a blowgun is a very, very substantial thing to have. Cheap, easy to aim. Everybody can shoot a blowgun if they just try.
I have to admit, no experience at all with a blowgun, Al. It sounds like it'd be a fun thing to try out, and it really does.
Oh my gosh, you have to try one, John. You wouldn't believe how accurate you can be just by holding it and pointing and looking at your target.
So where do you get the Karari from when you put on the ends of the darts?
Well,
where do you get the Karari poison to put on the end of the darts like they use in the Amazon jungle?
You don't need poison.
Okay.
You don't need poison. Listen, they have you can shoot straight just metal wire, and you make your own darts, or you can also put hunting tips on them, which are just like a they're plastic, but they're just like a like an arrow, in other words, a broad edge. But anyhow, on a when you hit a rabbit, you always want to go between your front legs. It'll go right straight to their heart. You cannot pull that dart out.
Okay.
There's no way until you skin the rabbit and take it out, cut it out. On a bird, you're good, and you can live. I'm telling you, try it out, John. Try one out. Get one. They're cheap. It's not that expensive. Get a 6-footer there. Don't mess with the 4-footer.
You get more velocity with a 6-footer.
I don't know. It's more accuracy or something. I don't know. I had both, but I always used the 6 when I was out there, and I could shoot probably, let's see, I'd say, you know, 50 foot, 80 foot maybe.
Okay.
And still be strong enough. And
well, one of my favorite manufacturers, Cold Steel, looks like they manufacture a blowgun And I'm just looking at this thing here. It's a pretty impressive. This is only 38 inches long. So you need a 6-footer, huh?
Well, I'm not saying that they don't have better quality on there than that. Right now, it's probably only maybe 4.5 foot or something, and it's very accurate. But back when I lived in the mountains and survived for a year in there, I had a 6-footer. So, you know,
okay.
Check it out, man, and then okay. I'd like to hear about it after you do, because you'll be surprised. Just put almost everybody's got a dartboard in the United States.
Right.
Or if you don't, you can make one. Just step back about 20, 30 foot and just hit the bullseye. And you'll be surprised how easy it is to hit it.
Well, I have a pretty good pair of lungs on me. I could probably do okay with that thing. That's great. It's, you know, something I've never really looked into. I need to look into that. I appreciate the call there, Al.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. I'm a big fan of primitive weapons, and that's a bona fide Stone Age primitive weapon, the blowgun. And of course, the modern ones are made with modern materials. And this one from Cold Steel looks pretty sophisticated. It's got the blowgun and a little holder to hold extra darts on the side of it. It looks like it's right at 38 inches long, a little more than 3 feet long. But if what Al says is accurate, we need, it looks like we need something about 6 feet long. I would think you'd get more velocity with a 6 foot long blowgun. I might be wrong, but I know with rifles and pistols, you get more, and shotguns also, you get more velocity with a longer barrel. It gives more time for the speed to build up and get more velocity. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. There's always something to learn here. And that's talk radio at its best. You learn from myself. I learn from you. We all learn together. And obviously, Amazon.com is my go-to place to find things that are for sale. Between that and eBay. And I can usually find most anything that might happen to be for sale on Amazon.com and eBay. Amazon, of course, does not sell very many firearm-related things, but you'd be surprised and shocked at what you can find there at Amazon. All right, well, we got time for our last break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, but the call number is 800-313-9443. Well, I have to admit, a blowgun would be very quiet, and a Cold Steel has quite a reputation. I've owned and still own a number of Cold Steel products that I've bought over the years. Cold Steel has a well-deserved reputation for making high-quality equipment that's well-manufactured with good quality materials at a reasonable price. This particular blowgun looks like it's aluminum. I can't tell what the handles are made of. There's a handle for right next to your mouth, another handle out there. It looks like about a foot away from your mouth to hold on to this thing. It looks like it breaks down into two equal parts with a connector in it, the aluminum tube for handy carrying. I guess you could shoot it with a short barrel there also, which would be about 18 or 19 inches, the short barrel, before you connect it together to make it longer. Looks like we had our last caller here. We've got a break coming up. Dan, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. Your last caller about the blowgun brought back some good memories. I was into blowguns a number of years ago, and he's absolutely right. The longer ones, the short ones up to 4 foot or so, they're not toys by any means, but they won't have the velocity, and you hit it right on the nose. The 6-footer will give you considerably more velocity, which means there'll be less drop than the shorter ones.
Right.
With the same amount of blow power on you, it'll send that dart a lot faster, a lot a lot less arc in the trajectory.
Well, this is probably a stock aluminum tubing. I don't know that they're is being used by cold steel. It would seem.
I imagine it's aircraft aluminum.
It most likely is. You know, without looking into it, I'd have to see if you could take what cold steel has and just put a longer barrel on the end of it. It would be an interesting experiment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's two calibers out there. The one I started with was 40 caliber, and that was all they had on the market. And then I think somebody else came out with a 69, which was considerably more powerful.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're amazing, John. You'll love it. In 30 minutes, you'll be hitting a beer can at 30 feet.
This one is 60 caliber. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Or more here on Monday, the 15th of April. Well, Dan, this sounds fascinating. I was just looking here at Amazon and eBay both, and apparently there are some 5-foot and 6-foot blowguns available. I need to look into this a little bit deeper. But it looks like an inexpensive way to have a great afternoon of fun, doesn't it?
It's a lot of fun, John. My son and I, he was about 8 years old, and we just had a ball with that thing. And you know you were talking about a poison on the blowgun dart?
Right.
There is a way to do that. I don't know if we really ought to talk about it on the air, but
I'm not sure I'd want to eat a squirrel that's had poison and injected to it anyway, so maybe it's not.
Well, you know, the cooking process pretty much neutralizes the poison from what I understand. And the Indians down in South America, they've been shooting monkeys for years, and they have to use a poison on the end, that's curare. And they don't put it on the tip. They put it back up the shaft a little ways, so if they get scratched, they're not poisoned.
Uh-huh.
So it needs to be looked into. You know,
that's smart.
Yeah, real smart. But you notice there, if you ever see a documentary on their blowguns, they're like 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot long.
Yep.
And they're shooting monkeys up in the tops of the canopy of the trees, you know, like 60, 70 foot away.
Well, bottom line is don't mess around and get one that's too short. Get yourself a 6 foot blowgun, right?
I would go with 6 foot, absolutely.
Did you buy a factory made blowgun or did you make it yourself?
I did. I bought a factory made. And the joint was just beautiful. When you put it together, it's straight. You do it by instinct. If you get one with sights on it, that's a piece of junk. You don't use sights. There's no way you can really use it. You just do it by instinct, kind of like shooting a slingshot.
Right.
And in 30
right.
minutes, you'll be hitting a 2-inch circle at 30 feet.
No kidding.
It's amazing.
Well,
all right, John. Appreciate your show, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, this show certainly went a direction I did not anticipate, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. I learned something. I'm aware that blowguns existed, and I've always seen them as a novelty. Never really thought about it, quite frankly. But I've seen them at gun shows, and I've seen them in sporting goods stores and gun shops, little displays with blowguns. I always thought them as a novelty for children. But apparently, there can be a serious side of that. If you get a 6-foot-long blowgun, you can actually do some hunting with it. And do it silently. That's about as silent can be. A blowgun. You could be just a few feet away from somebody. They'd never know you even shot it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, tomorrow, let's see. Tomorrow, we will have, who will we have? We'll have Leon Green with us. We'll have my friend Ted Brewer for half an hour. Yeah, it'll be Tuesdays are really taking on a whole new look with Ted. Leon and I always have a lot of fun talking about a myriad of things. And, of course, Wednesday, the usual lineup with Professor McKinney, the first hour, my friend Jeff Nyquist. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.